Now, let me get today's date. Today is 11th of July, 1990. Now, if I could give you to give me your name, please.
My name is Wilbur, W-I-L-B-U-R.
All right, now, when were you born, Mr.
1898, July 16th.
July 16th, 1898.
1892, next Monday.
Oh, my God. Well, congratulations. Congratulations. I would never have guessed you're 92. I would have said
Many say I was still in my 70s.
Well, that's what I would have said. That's what I would have said. Well, must have led a good life.
When I was 40, seven, I had a severe heart attack. And ruptured muscles in my heart. So it shows on every EKG that I take, shows that scar tissue in my heart.
Oh my goodness.
It took quite a few years before I finally got good. And doctor told me, he says, don't get the idea that you're ever going to be able to work. But he says, no reason why you can't enjoy life.
Right. Absolutely. Now, where were you born?
I was born about 15 miles north of McCook, Nebraska.
McCook, Nebraska.
Yeah.
Okay. Now,
in a sod house.
In a sod house. So you one of the people born in those sod houses.
I never put it in record or anything, but I've got a picture of it.
Okay.
Could have brought you a postcard picture of it.
Now, what community is this we're in right now? This is called what?
Well, this is Sedgwick County.
All right, and this is a town of
Julesburg.
Julesburg. And in
I live 15 miles west of here.
All right, in what?
Sedgwick.
In Sedgwick?
Sedgwick,
you live in Sedgwick. Okay, now when did you move to this area?
1906.
1906. How old were you?
Well, I was seven, going on eight.
Okay. So your family moved out here?
Yeah, my family moved out.
Were they out here to homestead? Is that what?
Well,
that
no. Well, father homesteaded. He came to Nebraska in 1884. South of Kearney, his cousin there. And that area in there had been homesteaded perhaps 5 years before he came. And he thought, well, he might just go get a homestead too. He was 21 years old, I believe. So he had to come west, and I suppose it's probably 75 miles west of McCook. And there he got 160 acre homestead, 160 acres of tree claim, and then there was 80 acres adjoining that was, isolated area, too small for a homestead, and so that was available. He bought that for $1.25 an acre. So he had 400 acres in a block for his homestead. And so.
Now, what was your father's name?
Emmett.
Emmett? Okay.
Now, E-M-M-E-T.
Okay. Now, where was he born?
He was born in central New York State,
okay,
near the Adirondack Mountains.
Okay. Now,
Johnstown.
Okay. But he was a farmer.
Well, not until he came to Nebraska.
Not until he came to Nebraska.
His father was in the Civil War, his father went to town when the Civil War broke out, and they wanted to organize a company of men from the community, so they urged him to join so they could get their company organized, 100 men, I believe. And so he consented. He had a wife and three daughters at home. And father was born later and didn't see his father until he was 3 years old. And his father came back from the Civil War.
My goodness. What about your father's, how much schooling did he have? Do you remember? Did he go to?
They didn't have graded systems. They were classes.